Learning Masechta Ksubis, Daf Samach Dalet, Omer Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 7 lines from the top, Omer Rav Tuvi. Omer Rav Tuvi Vakista, Omer Shmuel, Koisvim Igeres Merid Ala Russo, Ve'in Koisvim Igeres Merid Ala Shemeres Yavim. Igeres Merid means basically the halacha may read this in our Mishnah, that when she refuses a Tashmish, or if you want on the Omer Melacha, we start deducting from her Ksuba. We start deducting 7 dinrim a week, or 7 trepkin according to Rabbi Yehuda, a week. And until she gives in and comes back, and until we deduct all of her ksuba and all of her nichsis and barzel and all of her tesefes, we keep on going, we keep her married. And it's called the geres merit. So Rav Tuvi says, you only do this on arusa, but not on a shemeres yavam. Arusa is someone who has kedushin, we're known as suin, and not on a shemeres yavam. How is it possible for arusa to be a meredes? She doesn't want to get married. She says she's going to get married. It's after 12 months, and she doesn't want to get married. That's called a meredes by arusa. Shemeres yavam, same thing. It's time to get married. She doesn't want to get married. So they don't write a geres merit on shemeres yavam. So if you have a question, that's good. It means you listened yesterday. Meisvei, we have in a brisa we had yesterday twice. It says in the brisa, achasli arusa, v'nesua, afilo nida, afilo chayla, afilo shmeres yavam. All these have a halachas of meredes. That means say arusa, say nida, say chayla, say shmeres yavam. So it's before in a brisa that shmeres yavam does have a din of meredes. So how could Rav Tuvi say there's no din of meredes? Like kasha, my answer like kasha. You're right. Avad is the meredes by shmeres yavam. But kanchatava who? Kanchatava he. When he is the one demanding that she get married, so then the halach is that's dinamay redas. When she demands to get married, there's no dinamay redas by shmeres yavam, but there is by arusa. We have to see the chilik, what's the difference? Maybe there's no difference, we have to see to explain pshat. Damarav tachli baravim amashmuel. Tava who, if he's teveh and it's kakum loy, we take care of it. Tava he, if she's teveh and it's kakum loy, we don't take care of it. If she's the one who wants to get married, and he's saying no, we don't write a geres mered to add on to the ksuba in such a case. So, what's the reason? The Gemara's going to ask the kasha now. So, what are we talking about? This case of Rav Tuvi b'shem Shmuel. What do we say? It's talking about a case where she is teveya, and we're saying by arusa, it's called a merid. It's called a merid, which means if he doesn't do it, and by Shmeres Yavim is not. So first of all, the Lashon is a little bit shver. My came to hold the Shmuel, this Rav Tuvi B'Shem Shmuel, but Shetava he, when she's the one demanding the marriage. Hai Koyisim Egeris Merit Al Arusa Lit Arusa Mabayi. You're writing it for the support of the Arusa, not on the Arusa. On the Arusa sounds like it's he who is demanding she does something, and we write a Geris Merit on her. Here's the opposite. We're saying she was Teveya. So it's a Geris Merit Lit Arusa Mabayi. And like the Ritva speaks out, the same thing for Shemeres Yavam. It says, "Ve'in koyis v'geret al Shemeres Yavam shvei lo Shemeres Yavam." So Mar says, "Okay, you'll tie chitaka le'arusa tani le'arusa." But now, Shvei, what's pshat in salacha? If we're saying that when she is teveya, it's not enough to make him a red, that him a myred, ma'ishna Shemeres Yavam deloy. The meaning lay zil loy mefkata. Why by Shemeres Yavam we say that you don't write a geres merit for her on him? Because she's not mechuyev in pru revu, and therefore we say, you know, what's the difference? He doesn't get married. What do you need here to get married for? Arusa dami name malah zilay mefkarata. Arusa also say that why does she have to get married? She's not mechuyev on pru revu. Ella, what are you going to say? Bava machmas taina. She's coming with a taina. The amra biina chutra liyada umar lekvura. I want to have children because I want to have someone to help me when I get older, and I want someone to be able to bury me. So how can I shmeres yavam bava machmas taina? So shmeres yavam also. So Gemara, it doesn't have pshat. Gemara says that Gemara wants to mechalik that the case of Rav Tuvi b'shem Shmuel that says that case of Geres Merit al Arusa and not on Shmeres Yavam was talking about a case where she was the one who was teveya. But then in Shver, what's the chilik? What's the difference between Arusa and Shmeres Yavam? Why is it we have when he's the one demanding from her, they're both the same. So why is when she's demanding, is it any different? And Manavshach, if it's a good taina, so it's a good taina. If it's not a good taina, it's not a good taina. There's no difference in Shmeres Yavam and Arusa. So back to the stira between the brisa and Rav Tuvi, same Shmuel's memra, the stira. Avada, both cases, the brisa and the case of Rav Tuvi, same Shmuel, talking about a case where he was teveya, her to get married. I, the stira, one place says Shmeres Yavam, Mishayach Meredes, one says by Shmeres Yavam is no Meredes. Like Kasha, Kan Lachlo, it's a Kan Liyabeim. One's a case where he's demanding that she accept, she does the chalitza. And the other one, he's demanding Yibum. So if he's demanding Yibum, we don't write a Geres Merit. Why? Because she's not mechuyev to Yibum because we have the halacha that we'll see soon, that the Mishnah Achrayna says that we don't encourage Yibum because we're scared she's not miskavon shei mitzvah. Masha'ikein, chalitza, that he does have a taina. Dom Rav Adas Rav Yechron, tova lach loitz, if he's teveya to do chalitza and his kakon loit. We list him. Tova liyabim in his kakon loit. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, maishno liyabim de loi. So why, by Yibum, we tell him, you know what, there's no mitzvah to do Yibum, so go find a different wife. Go marry someone else. Lachlitz also. If she doesn't want to do chalitza, it's her problem. Why don't she find herself a different wife? What's the problem? Lachlitz nami. He can marry anyone he wants. It's only her who's stuck. Lachlitz nami. So why is there a din of meredus? Tell him, go marry someone else. So Mara says, you're right. Mara says, El Domar, he says, the reason why chalitza says, Kivin da'gida abi. People are not going to want to marry me. They know that right now I have a parasha now with someone. I'm attached to someone on a certain level. That person needs chalitza for me. So they're not going to want to marry me. How can I give the they're not going to give me a different wife here also. So the Mara's cash. How can I be by even more so giving the gidli? By even more so, he's tying she should do yibum. People are not going to marry him because he's attached to a certain level to this lady. So that didn't work out either. So back again, the stira. Shemeres Yavim, one place it says, if he demands the Shemeres Yavim to get married, there's a dimmered. That's once there's no mered. That's what's the difference? Ele'idi, there's all Yavim. Both of them, she's been tevel Yavim. Bloy kasha. Kanka, Mr. Rishoyno, the Bryce that says, there's a dimmered by Yibum, Mr. Rishoyno. We're there, we thought there was a mitzvah to Yibum. Since a mitzvah to Yibum, he could demand Yibum. Kanka, Mr. Achrayno. The second, the Rav Shmuel, or Rav Tuvik, Rav Shmuel, that said, there's no din, mered by. No, did my redness by Shemaris Yavim, Zukum Mishnah Achrayna, the Tnan, Mitzvah Yibim, Kedemas, Mitzvah Chalitza. Really, Yibim is a full Chalitza. Bereshoin Hashem is Kavim Shom Mitzvah, that's how it was. Achsha Shem is Kavim Shom Mitzvah, Omru Mitzvah Chalitza, Kedemas, Mitzvah Yibim. We say, Mitzvah Chalitza is more, it's better than Yibim. Therefore, you have no right to demand Yibim anymore. So, Maskana was saying like this. The Braisa says, Shemaris Yavim has the redness, that's talking about Mr. Rishoin when it was a Mitzvah to Yibim. The Rav Tuvi Bishem Shmuel says, you don't write a Geras Merit al Shemaris Yavim means, Mishnah Achrayna, that we don't do Yibum. Therefore, we never can have a right to demand Yibum. The only problem with this is that if you look back at Rabbi Yochanan's memory, he says, Tova lachlois is kakaloi. Tova liyabim in is kakaloi. You see, klar, that teveya to do chalitza, you do listen to them. It sounds like there is a meredis on that. And klar, why should we meredis on that? We said the svara of kivin da agidabi is not a good svara, because then you have a svara by teveya liyabim also. So the Rashi Madura Kama speaks about this question, and Rashi Madura Kama answers that. It doesn't mean you write his kakalai idea. Doesn't mean you write a meredus. You write a ksav, do a meredus, do a parasha meredus. It just means that you take care of his problem. If he wants chalitza, we help him out. Mashenka by yibum, we don't help him out. Do yibum because yibum is not a mitzvah. So only help him out. Do chalitza. Ad kan the sugya of meredus, the gavish meres yavam, if you have it or not. Now we'll go back to our mishnah, which said the different amounts. The meredes al baila, it says, Aisha, so now just to make it simple, talking about someone who's married. Aisha is married, she refuses tashmish, we start deducting from a ksuba, 7 dinrin a week, according to Rab the Tanakama. Rab Yudah says, 7 trepkin. And in the opposite case, where they're married already, and he is refusing to mekayim his mitzvah sa'ina, so then, the halach is, we're moisif on a ksuba, 3 dinrin a week, according to Tanakama, and 3 trepkin. So first we're going to, free of Rehuda, 3 trepkin. So first we're going to discuss what are trepkin and what's the just to explain what's Rehuda and Tanakama, what are trepkin, and then we're going to explain why is the difference between Isha and Ish, why the amounts are different. We'll talk about that also. Let's see the Gemara. Ad Masai Upaychis, my trepkin. What is trepkin? Omar Rav Sheshis, Astira. It's Astira. What's Astira? Astira is Sela Medina. There's 2 types of Selas. Sela Tzuri and Sela Medina. A Sela Tzuri is 1/8 of a Sela Medina. 1/8. Now, so here, Astira is a Sela Medina. Palgo de Zuzu, which comes out to half a Zuz of Tzuri, which means like this. A regular Sela Tzuri is 4 Zuz. If something is 1/8, it means it's a half a zuz. So astira is a half a zuz of Suri. That's what it is. Because it's half of the Suri, and therefore it's 1/8, because that's 4, so it's 1/8. That's how much a stira is. Palga de Zuzah. Which happened to be, every Zuz Suri is 6 ma, so it means it's 3 ma. It's 3 ma. So each trepik is 3 ma. Each trepik is 3 ma. Yeah. So my trepkin, so how much we say you get a week? You get 3 trepkin, which is 3 ma, is 9 ma a week. It comes out, 9 ma a week comes to 1.5 a day if you count 6 days. If you count 6 days, it's 1.5 a day. If you count 6 days of the week. What? 1.5 a day for 6 days. We don't count Shabbos. Ma and a half a day. That means, so 3 trepkins, 1.5 a day. Now, according to the Tanakhama, that says it's 3 dinrim. So, is it more or less than Rabbi Yehuda? So, it depends. If the dinrim means a dinner tsuri, so then it's much more than Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, if a dinner is a dinner tsuri, so a dinner tsuri is 6 ma'a. 6 ma'a times 3 is 18, and if you divide it by 6, it's 3 ma'a a day. It'll be double the amount of Rav Yehuda. If the Tanakhama's Kavana, when he says dinrim is the small dinrim, the dinner of Medina, so which means it's a Zuz Medina, so then it would come out 1/4 of Rav Yehuda. Because according to Rav Yehuda, they bring, the halacha is that it's 3 trepkin a week, which means a half a trepik a day, which a half a dinner a day, and this would be that half a dinner of Medina a day. So a half a sela Medina a day. Sela is 4, is 2. So then it would be, and he's only a half, so then it would be l'chaira, 4 times the amount. It depends what type of dinner the Tanakhama means. Like upon him, it's a shah, for who does more than Tanakhama, well, less than Tanakhama, it's a shah, how to learn up the Tanakhama. Like upon him, either way, it's mava chatzil cholye. Now just remember that when it comes to meredes and she's meredes, we're giving 7 dinrim a day. 7 dinrim a week, which means 1 dinner a day, or 1 trepik a day, 7 trepikin. And according to, and by, and the luck is by the husband, we only do six days a week. Why? Because according to Tanakhama, it's 3 dinrim, a half a dinner a day. According to who does 3 trepkin, a half a trepik a day. Trepik a day. So tomorrow has a kasha. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Yosef, l'shmuel, ma'ishta ihud yovnei l'shabbos. What's the difference by the ma'ishta ihud yovnei l'shabbos? What's the difference when he is getting extra money, which means when we're deducting from her ksuba, when she's the meredes, we give 7, we take off 7, which is 1 a day, even Shabbos. Ma'ishta ihi, when she's the one getting something, when he's the merid, d'le'evi in law of the Shabbos, you don't give the Shabbos. You hear the question? You don't give a Shabbos because there, by the Meredes Isha, you take off 7 dinrim a week, 1 a day. And by, let's just go over Tanakhama, make it simple. And by, when he's Meredes, we add on 3 dinrim a week. 3 dinrim a week is half a dinner a day. So why don't we do for Shabbos? And my answer is, because there's an idea called Tzchar Shabbos. So either Mifchis Kapachis, by her we're deducting, let Mexico Tzchar Shabbos, no Tzchar Shabbos, we're taking off something he owes. That doesn't look like Tzchar Shabbos. Iu, da sufika moisva, we're adding on every day more to the ksuba. It looks like mechzik is Tzchar Shabbos. And therefore we don't do that. We don't look like Tzchar Shabbos. Tais says, I have such an idea called havla'a. Here it's all havla'a. So Tais says, since we're counting per day, if she in the middle of one day, she says, you know what, I'm staying married, we stop the payments. Or he says, you know, I'm staying, you know, I'm being a good boy, we stop the payments. So there's no havla'a because it goes by day. Like upon him, so by, when he's the Meirid, we're adding onto the Ksuba, it looks like Tzchar Shabbos. When she is the Meiredes, we were taking off, it looks like Tzchar Shabbos per day. Now the question is, why when she's Meiredes, she loses 7 a day, and when he's the Meirid, we add 3 a day? Like, that's not fair. Like, why does she get penalized more than him? Why does she get a bigger penalty than he does? Her penalty is 7 dirham a week, and his penalty is 3 dirham a week. Well, why is that? Why is that? So tomorrow, I'm like, Chira Yosef L'Shmuel, Ma Bei Meired Meredes. Why is it the difference in the amount of money? Amalei, the more than an answer, basically like this, that he has more tsar when she keeps away tashrus from him. Amalei, Tsev L'Amad M'Shuk Shazaynus. from the Shuk of Zionis. Mi Seicher is me. Who pays for who? It's like Rashi says, Havoyma Ish Seicher is Isha. Shmami Natsayim Ruba. Who pays the money? The man. So you see, the man has more desires than the woman. Dov Acher, not a pshat. Ze Yitzra Mechutz, Ze Yitzra Bafnim. Rashi explains it means like this. Kishuya Nikra Maskana. He is, by him, it's more nicker if she denies him. It's more nicker. It's a bigger embarrassment for him than for her. And therefore, we deduct more from her than from him. Now, if you remember from yesterday's blah, there was another pshat we read this. She doesn't want to do malacha. She doesn't want to do malacha. So then, it's a good question. She doesn't want to do malacha. So then, what's the pshat, the chilek between him and her then? If we, Bishlam of Atashvish, we explained that he has more desires. So that's why we deduct more from her than we deduct from him. But when it comes to malacha, what's the difference? So I heard a pshat that someone on Tanya, they say like the Yishalmi. We said over yesterday Yishalmi. Yishalmi says that why does she have seven, he has three? Because she has seven malachas and he has three malachas. She has two. So therefore, that's what's connected. So you say pshat, if you go malacha, it's like the Yishalmi. That's a her pshat on a shir. I heard that that's the pshat.